Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realize your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started. This week, I'm going to be talking to you about Zone 2 training. What is it and why we should be doing it? I actually get asked all the time about the different zones of training, and people seem to feel like these zones are very firm lines, firm boundaries, but that is not the case. So first up, what is zone training and what's the best way to do it? So should we be running, walking, in the gym, etc.? Well, Zone 2 is a level of aerobic exercise that is fairly light and something you can maintain for an extended time. It's considered to be about 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate, and the best way to train in this zone is via a form of exercise you enjoy. That may be on the bike, walking, running, or using a cross trainer. However, if you are including it as part of your training for an event, I would strongly recommend you regularly try to mimic the activity. For example, if you're running the half marathon, it's a really good idea to do your zone two work running. There are going to be differences in the way your body adapts and responds. So what are the benefits of this type of training? Who could it be useful for? Well, this training enhances your endurance and stamina. It is particularly effective at capillarization. So this is the process of increasing the number of capillaries that serve a muscle, and thus improve your muscular and aerobic endurance by delivering oxygen to that area of the body. It's beneficial for everyone looking to become healthier, namely heart health, it's cardiovascular exercise, and it's often overlooked by runners and cyclists because it's not challenging, but it is an integral component of their training. Do not get lost in just always training in zone three, which is this kind of zone where you're in the gray area. And instead, you should be maximizing a multitude of different zones. How long should you spend in zone two per week or per session? Well, the duration of zone two sessions depend entirely on the amount of training you perform in the week, but very often it will form around 60 to 70% of your entire aerobic training for the week. So this isn't just based on gym work, basically. Faster and more intense sessions should only contribute around 30% of your week. The rest of that week is just nice and easy. Easy. How do people know they're training in zone two, and what should they feel like or see on their fitness trackers? Well, the most accurate way to know you're training in zone two is to use a heart rate monitor. Again, chest straps are slightly more accurate than wrist heart rate monitors, but also don't get kind of bogged down in the minutiae. We just want to be aiming for these target zones. This will allow you to calculate your maximum heart rate, and then you can aim to stay at roughly 60 to 70% of that maximum number. Many heart rate monitors out there will actually alert you or even allow you to choose to receive alerts when you're in the target heart rate zone. If you've not got a heart rate monitor, you can use RPE, that's the rate of perceived exertion. This works as a scale of observations and feelings. It's not as accurate, obviously, but it does help you to still achieve in your zone workouts. If you are exercising in zone two, you should have a slight sweat, but be able to hold a broken conversation without becoming out of breath. And then finally, what considerations should people be making before using zone two? Should we have zone goals, fuel, warm-ups? Well, as with all exercise, you should only start doing something once you've had the all clear from a health professional. This should proceed with a short warm-up. For some of us, that might be a walk. Others, that might be a slightly slower jog. But always ensure you've eaten your meals throughout the day. Normally, faster training is completely unnecessary. It's not going to benefit you. You can train harder and better when you've taken on board food, particularly carbohydrates. We can talk about that on another day, though. If your zone two training session is less than an hour, you don't actually need to consume any extra fuel or energy during your workout either. It's just go out there. The most common mistake is going too fast, though, or thinking you can work a little harder. If you go too fast or too hard, you will miss out on the adaptations and benefits of Zone 2 training. So don't make that schoolboy error, people. Until next time, that was the Performance Physique Podcast with me, Arj Tiruchelvam. Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique Podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, and we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.